Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, two for Tuesday. Welcome to Tuesday Golden Mastermind Seminars, two for Tuesday. Welcome to Facebook Live. Welcome, everyone. It's my privilege and pleasure to be here with you on a beautiful Tuesday, June 8th afternoon. The second day, the year of our Lord, June 2021, getting and being organized. As you can see, I'm sitting in the Golden Mastermind office. This is right here where I coach from every single day. John McFadden is watching. John, good to see you this afternoon. Look forward to our first coaching session. Jesse Morin Thompson, welcome this afternoon. Joy Walter in Kansas City, my Kansas City homegirl. Joy, privileged to have you on Facebook Live this afternoon. Everyone say hello to Joy. Aaron Knight, good to see you this afternoon in Toronto, Canada. Welcome, everyone. It is a privilege and pleasure to be here. Joy and I have the distinction of being Kansas City natives, or I am sort of a native. I lived there for many years, so Kansas City is this, I say, the city I'm from. Kate Grace, good to see you. Kate, say hello to Joy Walter. Joy and Kate, you are both from Kansas City. Kate, if you feel, either one of you feel comfortable, reach out to each other. Joy Walter and Kate Grace. I will be coming to Kansas City soon. As soon as the California mask mandate is lifted. I was just talking to a client of mine right before this about that very situation. Mr. Ziegler, good to see you this afternoon. That is Ron Ziegler. Debbie Ricks Fuller, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. I have a very good topic, forgiveness consciousness. So welcome, everyone. We're at the, I like to start at the 5 after the hour. Debbie Ricks, good to see you. All right, let's move into the inspirational portion of this afternoon's call. This is 2 for Tuesday. This is also closing day for me. I am closing on a 1031 exchange, so I am flipping a commercial property into a residential property, and that includes all the docu-signs and the paper that the government provides for us to sign. So it's a very interesting, unique time as I go into build mode for my last real estate project. So welcome, everyone. Al Perchek, perhaps welcome. Who else do we have here? All right, it's exactly 5 after the hour. Let's move in to inspiration. So inspiration, there's a different, Kimberly Rogers, good to see you. Inspiration is a higher level of consciousness than motivation. Motivation is what happens on a Saturday afternoon, or you're at the gym, and that motivation wears off. Inspiration is the conscious energy that you quietly produce from 6 and 7 days a week, or you quietly live from an inspired life, the good life. What constitutes an inspired life? That is like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. And one of the components that will allow you to consistently raise your energy, separate yourself from anxiety, fear, and doubt, transform your emotional state of being, is forgiveness. When we hold on to either repressed feelings, those are the ones that we selectively forget, or the suppressed feelings, the one that we hold on to, that we sabotage ourselves over and over, then we live in a very low emotionally vibrational state called anxiety, fear, and doubt. When you have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect, the cause that creates the effect, when you understand why you do what you do, then there's a separation between a feeling and an event. So the events that shape your feelings are the traumas, the inflamed family environment that creates inflammation, the alcoholic home you grow up in, the gaslighting and the ghosting, the trauma endured, the sexual abuse, the hazing on the playgrounds, getting held back in a class, singled out, any multitude of situation that creates avoidance, procrastination, anxiety about succeeding, relationship challenges, relationships that consistently are unfulfilling, both emotionally and spiritually, intimate relationships, work relationships, business relationships. And if you find yourself in this energy of not feeling good enough, well, there's a reason that you do that you do. And the more you understand that, and David Keefe is on today's Facebook Live this afternoon, I've seen tremendous quantum leaps in David. I've seen Casey Stewart Beatty also create decisions and absolutely move into higher states of consciousness. And I've seen many of you physically move. You've made that decision. You've physically moved from a location that you realize no longer serve you. And I see many of you are emotionally moving from some of these situations. And a key component in letting go is acceptance, the courage to face the facts, the courage to face an addiction. That's acceptance. Acceptance is concurrently and or followed by forgiveness. Forgiveness is one of the most misunderstood, unwritten about component of letting go. Very, very few books are written on the topic of forgiveness. Radical Forgiveness by Colin Tippin is one of the best books I personally have ever read. I have a library of in the hundreds of books, and in that library, there are less than 5 books on the topic of forgiveness. David Hawkins covers forgiveness in The Map of Consciousness Explained and The Power of Forgiveness. Forgiveness allows you to separate your feelings from people who traumatize you, from perpetrators and violators. Forgiveness also allows you to let go of deep held on to shame about events that you did, when you stole from someone, things that you did when you were traumatized and then you traumatized someone, or someone took advantage of you and you're ashamed of it, when you buried your feelings and don't want anyone to know, when you hold on to secrets that keep you sick, that create inflammation and disease. Forgiveness allows you to begin the healing process. Forgiveness is a major component of recovery. I remember going into one of my first 12-step meetings, worrying about what other people were going to think about me. I didn't want anyone to know that I'd had as many DUIs as I'd had, drug arrests. I'd spent time in jail. I didn't want anyone to know this. I was very relieved to find that practically everyone in the room had been through similar situations that I had. It allowed me to really feel like this was a place that I can be objective, I can be open, I can recover, I can begin to forgive myself for the shame that I held on to. Addicts always want a little more, so addicts are very dramatic. We as addicts tend to recreate situations to fulfill our feelings, and then we sabotage ourselves to justify that we aren't good enough to create that neurochemical cocktail called disappointment. We drink double shots of disappointment frequently to fulfill those feelings. You'll see, there you go. I'm not good enough. And when you start to understand that you are good enough and you begin letting go, then you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. I mean, that's what letting go is. And forgiveness is a major component of letting go. And the more that you understand the importance of letting go and the significance of letting go, then letting go becomes a skill. Diane, good to see you this afternoon. Good to have you here. Diane says hello to everyone. Now, Kate says, love is a way of being that is forgiving, calibrates at 500. So when Kate says it calibrates at 500, what that means is hertz or cycles per second. The lowest transmutational energy that we as souls having human experiences are apathy and grief. It's a very low level of transmutation. Jennifer Sparr, good to see you this afternoon. So when you're in apathy, which is an emotion, it's despondent energy. You're despondent, you're depressed, you're overwhelmed, you're hopeless, you've been stuffing your feelings, you've been in relapses, you've been in the tank, rock bottom, any of these multitude of situations, that is apathy. Shame is when you've really personalized what's ever happened to you. Guilt is what other people do to control you, and then you feel guilty. Society shames you. This is why many people have challenges asking for money, asking for commitment, asking for the order, asking to purchase, because they don't feel good enough. And then the story of, I don't want to bother someone, I don't want to offend someone, I don't want to ask them for money. Any multitude of stories that most of society holds on to create that neurochemical cocktail called disappointment. When you understand in acceptance how disappointing some of the situations that life has held you, the relationships, the jobs, the careers, well, the beauty of that is you can accept that, begin a process of forgiveness, and start to scale the map of consciousness. You can let go of your anxiety, fear, and doubt. You can let go of the events that shaped your feelings. You can virtually, in one day, 1 week, 30 days, 90 days, 6 months, a year, 24 months. Your entire life can change in 24 months, provided you are committed. You become commitment conscious. And a major component of that commitment is in recovery, or any transformational process is going to be forgiveness. The mistakes you hold on to, the people that have violated you, the people that have traumatized you, the husbands, the wives, the boyfriends, the girlfriends who had affairs, the people that you've over-obligated to, the people you've done too much for, the people you set up to disappoint you, you begin forgiving yourself for setting yourself up to be disappointed. You forgive them for the things they've done to you. You let go because you are no longer holding on to a set of feelings that keep you feeling victimized, traumatized, overwhelmed, robbing you of your spiritual, emotional energy. You also begin to separate yourself from the emotional and spiritual vampires you attract to fulfill your disappointment. And the most important person to forgive is yourself. And in forgiveness, there is no blame. Forgiveness absolutely liberates you, because it separates you from the emotional attachment that you had to people and the events. If you don't forgive, it gives you permission to continue to hate someone. You hate your enemy. You have enemies. You keep people close to you so you can be in conflict. Forgiveness separates that bond. It separates that neurochemical craving you have to feel disappointed. You have to be in conflict. That you have to make someone wrong and shame someone and prove some wrong. And when you practice forgiveness, you step out of right and wrong, good and bad, black and white, and you live in a place called consciousness where you're aware, you understand. And see, you can forgive yourself and be honest with yourself without being critical. Oh, I can't believe I do this. This always happens to me. I'm always late. I always screw it up. That's unfortunately the way a large percent of the world communicates. And when you practice forgiveness, you're practicing a different energy than you ever brought to life's table. And instead of you settling for scraps, you can start to have it all. You can create it all because you change the whole energy. This changes who and what you attract. The ego wants to hold on. The ego wants to silently suffer, tiptoeing quietly through life to arrive at the grave safely, saying, "Oh my God, I've done so well in life. I'm a noble struggler." So the only thing worse than shame is death. That is correct. Jennifer says, anger is exhausting. Let go of anger. Thank you. Feel free to post any comments you'd like to post, building your own buffet. So feel free to post comments. I will read them to the audience as we were here this afternoon. You're an exceptional group of enlightened souls. I've had the privilege to coach practically every one of you on today's Facebook Live. Feel free to, on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock p.m., Pacific on Clubhouse, Aaron Knight, myself, and Scott Lucas host a sobriety consciousness. I see that Josh Morin is on tonight's or this afternoon's Facebook Live. Also, Josh has a Clubhouse on Wednesday. That is Josh Morin. And Aaron Knight has a meditation every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Kate Grace has a Let Go group that you can join right here. Kate is with us this afternoon. There's a lot of great content and that you can access. Josh, feel free to let people know how they can access your Clubhouse on Wednesdays. I definitely want to endorse you. Marina Joy has joined us this afternoon. Marina is a woman who unequivocally lives a great life. If you ever follow her, you'll see Marina skiing. She's also a top-tier real estate investor and a world-class human being. So Marina, good to see you. So forgiving requires practice. So your ego typically doesn't want to let go. Your ego doesn't want to practice forgiveness. First of all, forgiveness is misunderstood. Very few people teach it. It is a skill. It means you can look at the situation, what the situation is, not make someone wrong out of the situation, understand the situation, and let go of your resentment that you hold on to. Resentment is a deeper level of anger. It's an abiding anger. I wrote a groundbreaking book in 2016 called The Anger Factor. I have an entire chapter on resentment and a chapter on forgiveness, because forgiveness allows you, you're not letting anyone else off the hook by forgiving them. You're taking yourself of being on the hook with them. So when you don't forgive, it's like you're hanging on this hook in a closet, and you're hanging on the hook with the people you hold on to. When you forgive, you virtually take yourself off the hook and leave them there. And you don't leave people behind. They choose to stay where they are. The ego wants to resent. The ego, the lower self, the component of your unconscious conscious that edges God out, the lower self of you that wants to be exhausted, wants to be drained, wants to be overwhelmed. I see that Valerie Hogenson, an exceptional brander and Reiki master, has just joined us, who I've referred many clients to Valerie, because Valerie can assist you to really open that space in your chakras, in your emotional space, so the chakra wheels spin clockwise like this. What happens in a lot of our energy, we're in a mixed message, so we're going forward and we're going backward in the same situation. That's why we end up avoiding. Scott Lucas has joined us. Scott is one of my co-hosts every Sunday evening. So for those of you who I'm in collaboration with, feel free to post some of your calls and some of your skills where people here today can reach out to you and assist you. Jessie Morin yesterday was explaining this really cool structure she was building using a healing device, an advanced healing device, and then with copper tubing. Now, I had experienced that, something similar, back in 1996 with music and copper tubing, and then the vibration that goes through your body in a situation like that. It's really cool. Maureen Joy, David Keith are drinking the poison, expecting the other to die. So forgiveness is an absolute skill. Now, there's a person in my life that when he shows up in my life, he goes out of his way to de-edify me. He will say things that are flagrant. He will say things that are outlandish. He definitely wants me to be in conflict with him. And I understand he's predictable. Now, when this person who does enter my life every few years and he says what he says, I'm not in a state, I don't understand this. This doesn't make sense. Why would he do this? I can't believe he's still doing this to me. No, he's not doing anything to me. He's doing what he always does. That is predictable. When you understand people's human predictability, and you understand in the book, The Art of War, in the 48 Laws of Power, the terminology says, keep your friends close, your enemies closer. That means you want to understand who's in law of alignment and who wants you to be their counterforce. Who wants you to be in conflict with them? And then when you live in that space, you don't have enemies because you are so humble that you cannot be humiliated, that you cannot be provoked into a win-lose, right-wrong conversation with someone. And you're not in disagreements with people because you're in alignment, not in disagreement. And when you're in alignment, you can let other people be right because you can forgive them. You don't require to prove your point to some people because it's pointless. It is a waste of time, exhausts and depletes energy, gives nothing back to the universe. All it does is deplete you and other people. It drags you down to a place of resentment. And it gives, when you live in that space, you've now created the cardio cocktail. That's the cardio cocktail is the term I use. It's the spiked high and the dull low that you create in the same energy. So it's like the adrenaline that you create of being pissed off and angry. And then the bottom of it is the apathy and the rejection you feel because you can't believe that people have done this to you. That's the denial that an addict lives in because an addict always wants a little more. An addict lives for that adrenaline, that high, high, and that low, low, that cardio cocktail that says, I'm not good enough. See, I just proved it. I just attracted it. Jennifer said, I attract peace and loving people. That's great. That's great. Kayla, good to see you this afternoon. Your objective is to live a good life, a prosperous, long, good life, promoting prosperity and reciprocity. You are offering great service and value and being compensated what the free market will bear on command. That's what happens when you're in sales, branding, marketing, owning your own business, influencing, affluencing, an entrepreneur in free enterprise or a sales professional, or you're an exceptional employee, whatever the situation is, that you don't live in conflict. You don't let people ghost and gaslight you. You don't feel rejected and abandoned. You no longer attract reality, people, and situations to fulfill your low self-esteem, your disappointment, and your resentment. You're able to easily and effortlessly separate your feelings from the events that shape them. And when you relapse, you forgive yourself on command. You realize that you just had an error in judgment, and you're able, instead of beating yourself up, rather than being critical, rather than blaming someone else for seducing you into conflict, you're able to breathe, release, let go, and forgive. That's all part of acceptance, and it's all concurrently in one energy. That allows you to never have a bad day, and you also don't have good days because you've let go of good and bad. Every day is a day to be your best you. And then you don't ride this roller coaster of up and down. And you're not keeping score in life anymore, tallying whether you had a good day or a bad day, a good day or a bad day. And you don't require accountability coach. You require being accountable to being your best self. And when you do that, you'll create so much goodwill. You'll seldom be forgiving anyone because you'll be so humble that people won't pick on you. They can tell that you're not the target. They can tell that you're not the right man or woman for their conflict. You'll be able to easily and effortlessly let people go. And you'll learn a series of U-turns. Rather than reacting, you learn to respond to people. Instead of defending yourself, explaining and validating yourself, you're able in your own humility to ask a very simple question to neutralize the perpetrator, violator, or the person who wants to drag you into their drama. And when you have drama repellent and you can spray it around in the world, then drama doesn't find you. When you don't live in chaos anymore, when you're not overwhelmed, when you live in a place of peace and ease, you'll seldom ever be in conflict. And you definitely won't be in conflict of yourself because you are practicing forgiveness. When you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shapes anxiety, fear, and doubt, you'll seldom ever doubt yourself. You'll seldom ever be in fear. You won't be in the future tense of what happened. You'll be here and you'll be now. That place is called the present. And when you do transmute feelings, when you do relapse into anxiety, fear, and doubt, which will only be frequently, the relapse only lasts a few seconds because you're able to forgive yourself easily and effortlessly. It's a very liberating experience to be able to live like this. I know I've practiced it. I'm a recovering anger addict. I used to be very pissed off. I used to grind my teeth. My neck would go out when I slept. My back would go out. I'd have migraine headaches all the time. My lower lumbar would go out. I'd attract people to be in conflict. I'd want to get in a fight. I'd be pissed off. I was very competitive. I'd play for blood. I mean, these were terms that I would use. I mean, I let go of winning and losing. It's just such an exhausting experience. When we focus on black and white, winning and losing, it robs us of the experience to be conscious. Because in that state, if you lose, you're wrong. And if you win, you're right. And so in that space, there's not space to allow. And it's that allow space that you require to be you and to be here now. Once again, this book is a great book, anything by David Hawkins. Kate Grace is on today's Facebook Live. She has a Let Go group and a study group for David Hawkins. And I believe that she has that, covers that book in her Let Go group. So the value of forgiveness allows you not to hold on to people, situations, spaces, and places. By forgiving, now forgiving is a simple skill. I forgive in affirmation. So I look at the person, I look at the situation, I get a feel of them. People ask me, how do you forgive? Well, it's not just to do it. I mean, forgiveness is an individual process, but my suggestion in forgiveness is you look at the situation and you own any role you took. So if you participated in the conflict, or if you participated in any situation, if you had an error in judgment, if you created a mistake, forgive, practice the forgiveness. If someone was out of line, if someone did something that was flagrant, someone did something that felt you, whatever you feel, forgive them. And forgiving them means you breathe, you release, and you give them space to be themselves. You don't hold them responsible for your feelings, and you let go of the feelings of abandonment, rejection, anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, any multitude of feelings that you felt. So if you get a text from that one person that you don't want to get one from, and you go into fight or flight, breathe and release. Do your best not to overreact. Do your best not to avoid. Do your best not to send, to be into conflict with people. Do your best to let go. And that is the process of forgiveness. The best book I've ever read on the topic of forgiveness is by Aaron Tippin, and it is called Radical Forgiveness. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If you have not received a free 20-minute coaching session from me and you would like to receive that, go right up there in Facebook Messenger in the message box that I have my laptop right behind me. And you can leave me a message with your phone number and I will respond very quickly. Everyone, let's have a moment of prayer. Let's practice forgiveness today. Anyone that you require to forgive, forgive. Anyone you require to let go of them. Do your best to not hold anyone responsible for your own feelings. If you have any hate, anger, rage, or disappointment or frustration with anyone or any situation, breathe, release, and let go. Do your best to practice forgiveness the rest of the day. And when you go to bed tonight, forgive yourself or anyone for any feeling you've held on to that is not an empowering thought. Practice that today. Go to bed tonight and rest and have a very, very productive rest of the day. Good afternoon. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I'm going to go sign some DocuSigns. Have a great afternoon.